Hey, Pardon My Take listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. On today's Pardon My Take, we have our good friends Jared Goff and Blake Bortles, LA Rams. We taped at Jared's house last week. Very fun conversation with them. Blake Bortles, all-time story about how he ended up owning a Tesla. We talk NBA finals. We got who's back of the week. We have dad to dad, bad visual, and a Monday reading, a packed show, a Monday reading on a Tuesday, a packed show for you to get you back in the groove after Memorial Day weekend. Whether you're searching for a home to buy or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can find the home that's just right for you. You can favorite homes, share listings with others, and even schedule tours with a local Redfin agent all in the app. When you're ready to buy, an experienced local Redfin agent can guide you through the whole process. So download the Redfin app today to get started. Okay, let's go. Bye!
It's Pardon My Take, presented by Bar Stool Sports.
Welcome to Pardon My Take, presented by the Cash App. Go download the Cash App right now. Put in the code Barstool and you get $5 to the ASPCA to save some animals. Today is Tuesday, May 28th, and the puck has just dropped, boys. The Stanley Cup Final is here. We are live watching it, and the first play was a total mess.
Yep.
And that's our live watch.
That is Talking Hockey.
Talking Hockey. We will update as we go along. We are going to live watch. If you miss the game, just listen to the entirety of this episode, and you will find out exactly what happens.
In the first period.
Well, maybe the second period, too. We'll let you know how everything happens.
For the record, I have the over in the first period, so that's going to be fun.
Okay.
So, Hank, how excited are you?
A lot of rust.
Hank is very, very pumped for this Bruins. His Bruins.
Very excited.
It was tough getting back on the train, you know, leaving the town of City of Champions, getting back on the train here, but got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, so
it only takes so many vacations.
What is it, 5 months since your last parade?
Less than that.
Four months.
Yeah, three, I think.
Well, jeez. The Stanley Cup Final has started, and St. Louis versus Boston. Here we go. Let's talk some NBA. The Toronto Raptors are going to the NBA Finals, and the Milwaukee Bucks are left. I feel bad for Bucks fans because they really did, after up 2-0, they're like, this is going to be it. This
Sorry
is awesome.
Year. Yeah,
I've and been Giannis there. Just shrunk in every fourth quarter situation. And the Raptors, after – I love when teams do this. All the credit in the world to the Raptors because they probably – Kawhi probably will not stay in Toronto. But I love when teams go all in on a trade and they're like, fuck it. We're going to go all in. We're going to put all of our chips in the middle here. The Raptors, like, you know, you still got to win the championship, but even still – going to the final is huge for a franchise like that who's never been and had always had problems getting over that big hump. So credit to them.
And for a city, too.
And for a city. And Jurassic Park, which I didn't even know they called that stupid Plaza of Tears, Jurassic Park. It actually looked fun on Saturday night.
And Jurassic Park is just a kick-ass name for like an open watching environment. I'll tell you who the real winner of this NBA Finals
is.
And it might not be who you expect it is.
Okay.
Skip Bayless.
Yeah?
Skip Bayless is the real winner of these NBA Finals, no matter what happens, right? Because if the Warriors win, it's an indictment on Kawhi, and Skip gets to say, number two, I told you he was number two. And if the Raptors win, it's a big win for Skip Bayless, because then he can retroactively use that and say it means less that LeBron James beat that Warriors team without KD back in 2016 because Kawhi also did it.
Okay. And... but he still hates Kawhi a lot. And he actually, you know what? Like, Skip is crazy, but the Kawhi stuff is real. Like, Kawhi did just quit on the Spurs.
Oh, he fucked the Spurs over.
Yeah, he totally fucked him over.
And I do like the Spurs, but it takes some of the sting out of it knowing that it pissed Skip Bayless off.
Yeah, that's true. So the things I'm looking forward to for this NBA Finals,
First of all, it's the first time the Warriors have not had home court advantage for their entire run, their dynasty run, which will be interesting. You don't know. Like, Kevin Durant's out for at least the first game. So I want, in order of things I want to happen, I want Steph to not win the MVP no matter what, just so that we can keep that narrative going.
It's got
to
go to somebody crazy.
Well, here's Draymond's, what would be great.
Draymond's team.
Here's what would be great is if the Raptors lost and Kawhi got the MVP, then all the LeBron fans who said that LeBron should have gotten the MVP when he played great in a loss, that would just have everyone's brain. I'm just looking for brains to explode. That would be number one brain exploding moment for the Raptors to lose in seven and Kawhi to get the
MVP.
When
was the last time that happened? Where a player from the team that lost.
I think we had this exact conversation 2 years ago. Did we not?
I would love it to. Yeah, that would be amazing.
So, all right. So that's my number one thing that I want. Number two thing that I want is I want Durant to come back in
Jerry West.
That's right.
Oh,
Jerry
of course.
West. I want Durant to come back in a way that creates like the most chaos. So I want it either to be Toronto to win the first two games and Durant to come back to save the Warriors.
Okay.
Or for Toronto to be down 0-2 and Durant to come back and then somehow the Warriors lose game three.
That's what I'm hoping
for. One way or the other, we need absolute chaos. It will bum me out if like Durant comes back and it's like 1-1 or it's 2-0 Warriors and he comes back and they win game three. We need chaos. We need people to have the hottest takes possible when it comes to Durant and what he means to the Warriors.
Yeah, so KD comes back game three. They get blown out in Toronto.
Yeah, no. Game three would be
in Golden State. They get blown the fuck out off. And KD goes for like 38.
45.
Yeah, 45. He puts out like a lights out performance and they lose. And it's like, did he throw the chemistry off this team? Warriors are playing a less entertaining form of basketball now that Kevin Durant's back in. And then you get the questions of Steve Kerr, like, are you considering maybe bringing KD off the bench in game four?
Right. And then Kevin Durant just not coming back and the Warriors winning.
Yeah, that'd be good, too.
That would be great, too. I actually think this is going to be a competitive series. I know you guys think it's going to be quick work for the Warriors. I mean, the as of right now, and I would assume if Kevin Durant comes back, he's not going to be 100%. So with both those things, the Raptors have the best all-around player in this series.
But he's looked like he's kind of hurt, too.
Kawhi?
Yeah.
No.
Well,
he doesn't get hurt.
He only gets fake hurt and then quits
on his team. Yeah. He's fine.
I'm also looking forward to what Charles Barkley's body does after a week's worth of poutine.
Yeah, they won't be. I think it's on ESPN and ABC.
Charles Barkley is going to be eating poutine this week.
Do you think he'll go to the games?
I don't know, but he's going to be eating poutine.
He's
going to be watching the coverage, and they're going to talk about this great Canadian dish that's just carbs, gravy, and cheese, and Charles is going to be like, I'm in.
That's always the saddest part when the conference finals end and they like end the year. Like,
so
all those guys are like sign off for the year. It's always very sad.
So the NBA on TNT, they're going fishing.
Yes, they go fishing after the conference finals.
Yeah, I like that.
Yes.
What they should do is they should just pretend like they have the rights to the series
and just show
and
up.
Do a halftime show. And all that stuff.
Yeah, and just put it up there.
Just put up,
Yeah, just no highlights whatsoever.
What obscure musical bands or musical acts are we going to see make their return?
Drake.
Snow.
Oh. Drake.
Is he still alive?
That's one of those things you asked the question where you already had the answer ready.
No, I didn't.
Oh.
No, I'm just saying, like, what do you think? Because they always bring some musical guests.
What's that fucking band in
Tragically Hip?
That everyone loves. Yeah, there you go. Tragically Hip.
Yeah, sure.
No, that is. That's the band that everyone loves in Canada. Alanis Morissette.
I was actually going through my brain a couple seconds ago trying to think of what the most famous Canadian musicians are, and I think I thought it was the Flaming Lips, but they're from Oklahoma City.
Okay.
They're the most Canadian Oklahoma band of all time.
Yeah, so Alanis Morissette,
who?
Jim Carrey.
Oh, Biebs.
He's not allowed back in Canada, though.
What?
DUI? I thought they basically were like, no, I think it was the monkey thing. Remember when he owned a monkey?
He's from Canada.
I know. They said that we don't want him.
Owning a monkey will get you banned from Canada for life?
No, his monkey got him in trouble at some point.
His monkey wouldn't apologize.
Some airport, his monkey got him in trouble. I'm doing the thing where I'm combining like four stories into one.
Yeah.
It sounds good,
that
right?
That was Dan Bilzerian.
Yeah, no. Justin Bieber tried to get back into Canada with a monkey, and the monkey was just screaming racist shit, and they're like, nope, you're not allowed in.
Not allowed back in.
Yeah. That's what happened. That's definitely what happened. So, yeah, it will. I'm excited for it. I actually think it's going to be a good series.
I hope it is because I need this block of my June to get filled up with sports somehow.
Well, okay, so here's the hope for the Raptors.
What are you supposed to do in June if there's no sports on?
Women's World Cup.
Yeah, but that's not till later.
Well, getting ready for the Women's World Cup.
Mentally preparing for the Women's World Cup.
Getting pumped up for it. The Raptors, Kawhi is the best all-around player in the series. Kyle Lowry might be not terrible all the time. Fred VanVleet has been awesome since he had a kid.
Yeah, that, I saw that stat.
That's been huge.
So getting your nut on confirms makes you a better athlete.
That's been huge. I've already seen some people be like, hey, the Raptors can really rough up the Warriors, which is my favorite. I love when teams are like, you know, hey, what's the key to beating this supremely talented, exceptional team? Well, we just got to beat them up.
Beat the fuck out of them.
I don't think that's going to work. Injure them. I love that storyline of like, hey, if we just let Marc Gasol just foul everyone, maybe it will work.
Yeah, are the Warriors soft?
Yeah.
We're going to find out.
Attack the rim and foul them.
Yeah.
That will
work. Dive at their knees.
Yes, that's definitely going to. The rough up Steph Curry thing has been the bit, like, you just got to run him through. You know, when he's running through picks, you got to throw an elbow at him. You got to really just run at him. You got to rough him up. He doesn't like contact. And it's like, oh, wait, Steph just shot. Like, he just hit 35 on, you know, like 8 for 10 from three.
Concussing Steph Curry is the best way to beat the Warriors,
just,
I think.
Yeah, you know, choke him out.
The Warriors should be smart and just roll Boogie out there. I don't care if he's hurt or injured or whatever. Let him go out there on crutches and just have him beat the fuck out of
him. Fire with fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, did you see that Steve Kerr was having dinner with Pop. So he was getting all the Kawhi dirt.
He was downloading Kawhi's data.
Go after his fake injured quad.
Uh-huh. That's, by the way, that's my new fake business term. I guess it's like slang, jargon, whatever, for if you work in an office. You now say, I'm going to download you on something.
Oh, yeah,
instead
we
of
got
like,
that.
I'm going to give you the information.
Yeah, we got that here. Remember that time, we won't name names, but someone said some new hire at Barstool hit up me and PFT and was like, hey, when's a good time that I can download what you guys are working on? Yeah. We're like, what the fuck?
Well, for Kawhi, that actually works because he does run on software.
Yes, yes. You just plug him into a wall outlet. Yeah, you like, here you go.
Just cram a USB drive up his ass, and you've got the keys to beating him.
Oh, wow. The Blues just scored.
Blues goal. Damn. Okay.
I literally looked up. I haven't watched a second of it.
One more goal. Then I'm in the money. Hank's thoughts, a little bit nervous.
Instant reaction,
Rust,
Hank.
Rest versus Rust. Download us on your thoughts.
Got to have better D.
Okay.
Can't have him such open shots.
That's some weak D. That's D game week.
All right. We're going to watch the replay real quick. And couldn't
the
clear the puck, Hank, is what they actually were looking for. Got to clear the puck.
Got to get the puck
you
out of
You do have
the zone.
To clear the puck. And the juicy rebound doesn't help. A lot of juicy rebounds.
Just
right
clean
in front
them,
of the
clean
net.
Mess. You got to clear out
you
the front of the
get
net.
Get that shit out of there, man.
If you're a defender in the NHL and there's a guy that's in front of your net, you got to level.
That will be electric for people listening tomorrow. There's definitely one person out there, guy who drank too much Memorial Day weekend and went to sleep at like 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Please tweet us tomorrow and be like, thank you for redoing the game live.
And he probably isn't a hockey fan, so he's just listening like, I'm about to find out what happens.
That is like one of the more relatable things. I'm talking to you directly right now, guy. You were probably like 24, 25. You've been working in the cubes for 3 years. So you have that, you know, the occasional day off. You probably have like 5 days total of vacation day because your boss fucks you over. So when you get the extra day off on Memorial Day, you really go crazy.
You take advantage.
And then you're sunburnt. You're like a lobster. You're hungover. You sat down on the couch with the purpose of I'm going to watch the hockey game, and then you woke up at 4 in the morning confused as fuck on the couch, really, really thirsty, and now you're here listening to us tell you what's happening.
I want to say a top 3 feeling in life is waking up on that Saturday morning of a 3-day weekend and realizing that you're basically on a free play Friday now.
Dude, how about
it's
us?
So great.
How about us having a Sunday off?
It was nice. Oh, also, I'd like
to... I played a video game. I made it to the PGA Tour in a fucking video game. Not to brag.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'd like to say hands up, our bad for not properly communicating our podcast release schedule. Because I thought on Sunday morning, I woke up and I thought about texting you guys and being like, hey, we should probably tweet out that there's not going to be a show tomorrow because every Memorial Day we do the schedule, the Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday schedule. But we didn't say anything about it during Grit Week. I just kind of forgot about it.
I'm going to go the opposite. It's one of those, the real ones know. The real ones know.
Right.
We always, Memorial Day and Labor Day, we go Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Zac Efron coming on Wednesday. By the way, speaking of which, Blake Bortles and Jared Goff and Zac Efron tomorrow. If you want to watch the interviews, barstoolgold.com/PMT, barstoolgold.com/PMT.
Make sure you use that URL too.
Yes, you can watch all of our podcasts, including all the interviews we did Grit Week. So let's just say Zac Efron put his – he went two knuckles deep into my belly button. Mm-hmm. That's a moment you're going to want to watch.
Yeah, he got your G-spot.
Yeah, he tickled the bottom of my balls.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do who's back of the week. Hank, why don't you start?
My who's back of the week is lacrosse.
Ooh. Oh, really? You must have loved watching the game.
Yeah, it was riveting. I was keeping up on my phone via Twitter.
Oh, really?
You were keeping up with your phone?
On my phone, yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
I was traveling.
Interesting.
But I mean, it was scrolling, hitting refresh, and just seeing the updates of, you know, what the score was. It was riveting. Another huge win for lacrosse. Virginia beat Yale. Virginia's just pretty much the Boston of colleges.
Those are two real scrappy, gritty teams going to the finals.
Yeah,
Yale versus UVA. I love it.
I watched, Hank, I told you, I tried to watch. I fell asleep in the first quarter. I woke up. I watched a little bit of the second quarter. They had the Yale Bulldog. That was cool. Handsome Dan. And then the Cubs game started, and I was too lazy to get up and find the remote for my bottom two TVs, so I just watched the Cubs game instead.
You know what?
But I did watch like 10 minutes of lacrosse. It was fucking sweet.
You know what they really need to do in lacrosse? They need to make the goals worth more than 1 point.
Ooh.
That's an easy – it's an easy fix for baseball, too, if you want to draw more attention to your sport. Like in football, a touchdown is really one score, but it's worth six, which makes the final score look so much cooler. In lacrosse, if every goal was worth like 5 points and the final score was 100-98,
did you know? Hell yeah. Did you know there's a shot clock? In lacrosse?
Yeah.
How many seconds is it?
A few. It's more than one.
80. That's what I learned from watching that one quarter of lacrosse.
How do they know if it's 80. How do they know if it's a shot or
I
not?
Don't know. I didn't watch long enough to figure it out. I think I only watched 79 seconds of it.
There should be a swag clock in lacrosse because that's basically what most of the highlights that I've ever seen from the sport are.
Yeah.
Just like some dude doing something kind of swaggy.
Yes.
And like shaking his lettuce out and pointing at somebody as he runs by him.
PT, you asked what sports can keep you going in the middle of June? Well, the Premier Lacrosse League starts on June 1st.
Okay.
So we might make you just be a beat writer for one of the teams.
That would be my dream come
What's
true.
What's the New York team called?
The New York Bras.
New York's Chaos.
Chaos. Okay, I
actually don't know.
Wait, let's read the names of this fucking league. Okay. What is it?
The Hank Lacrosse Minute
lacrosse
is going to be a must listen.
The Lacrosse. What? I'm just Googling
the
Lacrosse
Archers.
League. Premier Lacrosse.
The Archers. Archers, is that they're all named Archer?
The Atlas.
What?
Chaos.
See, I don't like when they do that shit. Then you're supposed Atlas. To say like the Atlas Eyes or the Atli. Don't make me
Atlases.
See dumb.
The Redwoods.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, Chicago's got a team. Oh, Chicago is the Chaos.
And the Whip Snakes.
Wait, the Whip Snakes.
Chicago is the Chaos. That's fucking sick.
Wait, the Outlaws? The New York Lizards?
No.
No, the Baltimore's got the Lizards.
I'm reading a different... The Major League Lacrosse?
No, Premier Lacrosse.
Oh, wait.
Oh, sorry.
Wait. Oh, wait. There's no... The Chicago doesn't have a team? Why is there a guy in a Chicago Chaos jersey?
Yeah, no, there is. Chicago Chaos.
Battle... The Archers? The Chaos? What is
one of the teams should just be the Trust Funds.
What's the Whip Snakes? That's so stupid. Yeah. Yeah. The Yachts.
The Yachts.
The Vineyard Vines. All right. Well, Hank loves lacrosse, so lacrosse bros, don't get mad at us. We have one third of the show loves lacrosse.
Mm-hmm.
Any
I like
others,
real
Hank?
Sports like rugby.
Yeah, any others, Hank?
I know that's it.
Okay.
Just the one.
All right, PFT.
Okay, my who's back of the week is aliens. Aliens are back, and they're back in a big way. The Navy released a lot of documents. Got documents right here. The New York Times did a big report about how they've spotted, I think, like a dozen UFOs off the East Coast over the last few years.
Because they can report them now more.
Yeah, they're allowed to report them. They let them report. They created a self-report, like a see something, say something.
Yeah.
Alien hotline.
Yeah, so the New York Times is all over it. Wait, no, but these are like Navy fighters and Navy aviators.
Right, but we can talk about aliens.
We can talk about it now.
They've opened it up.
They're all over the news. I'm loving it. All the footage looks awesome, watching them do radar locks on UFOs. That's probably a really smart thing to do.
It's kind of tough to be like, hey, check out all these UFOs right when drones get really serious, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very interesting. So
very confusing.
I've got a couple excerpts here. According to the New York Times, they say from the article, you have reached your monthly limit of free articles. And then the New York Times goes on to say, we noticed you're using an incognito web browser. Would you like to subscribe to
also
the New York
nice.
Times starting at just $1 a month?
So, it got us again.
Yeah.
That's two times in a row, 2 weeks in a row where we've gotten the first yep. sentence out of the New York Times.
I didn't even get that.
Yeah.
No, the last one was Wall Street Journal.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
They
did the whole paywall thing. But it's kind of preposterous that there are all these UFO and alien sightings out there, and we're not talking about it. That's what happens.
Well, we are.
You know what they should do? They should actually wait to release this information when there's not good sports on during that lapse in June.
Yeah.
Because right now it's like, bro, we're debating if Kawhi Leonard is good or not.
Wait, what about drone racing?
Drone racing, what about it?
Have you watched it? It's electric. They should get that on TV some more.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. But those aren't UFOs, are they?
No. But I'm just saying you jogged my memory of drone racing. I watched it one Saturday morning, hungover on I think NBC Sports or something, and it was awesome.
You know what's sick?
Better or worse than lacrosse championship?
Way better.
Better.
I didn't fall asleep.
Yeah, they also use neon colors and dark and strobe lights, and so it's very visually appealing that way.
Problem with lacrosse is I just want it to be football. They do half the football. They dress in the pads. They kind of hit each other.
Did you see the players there rumbling, bumbling, and stumbling all over the place today? It was amazing.
No,
I don't understand in lacrosse when you are and aren't allowed to hit each other.
Right.
If you're going to have pads on, you should always be allowed to hit each other.
No, that's
not true.
Most physical sport.
Long stick's not allowed to hit. Long stick. If you got the long stick.
Is that the goalie?
No, it's the defense.
The goaltender? Is it a goaltender or a keeper?
He broke his hand playing lacrosse.
I do how the goalies wear sweatpants. That's cool.
That is very cool. Okay.
It's very relatable.
Instantly back on with the Premier Lacrosse.
You got another one?
I do. My other who's back of the week is pools. Pools are back. Big weekend for pools opening.
Gambling? Oh, no.
No, okay. Pools. Pools, pools. All over America, Memorial Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Big weekend of the year to go sit in a bunch of strangers' urine for only $9 a month.
Not bad.
Which is actually a fucking great price. Some people charge triple that.
Yes.
I'm excited about it, but also who's back of the week is people shitting in pools. So, yeah.
That happens?
That's always tough. It happens. Yeah, a lot.
Yikes. What pools are you going
to? So my pool is always too crowded because I live in a neighborhood with a bunch of do-gooders and a bunch of people that are real early risers, like a lot of families.
Yeah.
So my pool is typically filled by 9 o'clock in the morning
when
I haven't even finished my last wet drink
You got to go out and put out a bunch of towels.
Towels works.
Put towels out there at 6:30 in the morning, then go sleep for another 4 hours.
Our traffic cones.
Yeah.
Just put traffic cones on the benches.
Chaos.
People are like, these traffic cones these benches are broken, I think, because there's orange shit on
them. Yeah, just go break everything.
Yeah.
And be like, well, I guess I can sit here.
Or I poop in the pool first thing, and then everybody else leaves, and I'm like, it's my poop, so it's sterile to me.
At 1 o'clock, you can just show back up and be like, oh, you guys cleaned it already?
Yeah. Cool. The biggest sign of dominance you can do is to take a crap.
In another man's pool.
Yeah. You know what else? Who's back of the week is this: ignoring the signs on pools that say, if you have had diarrhea in the last month, you're not allowed to swim here.
That's not a real sign.
Yeah, it's a sign in a lot of places.
Really?
And everyone ignores it.
Okay.
Because I've never gone a month without diarrhea.
There's never been a month.
Yeah.
There's never been a week.
It pretty much tells me the only people using those pools have the worst taste in food.
Right.
And just eat boiled chicken and rice like a dog recovering from a stomach injury.
Cheese, yeah.
Yeah.
Just plug them up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I got two who's backs. First one is Bartolo Colon. Was back for about 4 seconds. Then he's not.
I saw that.
So, but here's the good news. I think that this is how you get back. So,
how'd you think he was back?
Well, I saw a tweet saying that he was signed with the Tigers, and then everyone's like, that's fake news. He's not. But I think someone from Bartolo Colon's camp started this.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're talking about him. Now everyone's like, ooh, he's out there?
In the biz, they call that a trial balloon.
He can be had?
Yeah, he just floated out there and see where it goes.
So I think, and by the way, not to credit us, but let's credit us, we started this a week ago when we just started talking about him.
Yep.
So he is going to be back.
Mm-hmm.
It's a prelated back.
I'm also thinking prelated back is Tim Tebow because the Mets have to bring him up at some point.
He's so bad, dude. Just stop.
But they're going to sell so many tickets.
Just stop. He's so bad.
I don't like the Mets, and I would go to several Mets home games this year.
He's so bad. All right, my other who's back is Death Twitter. Big weekend for Death Twitter. So we had the passing of Bart Starr, Bill Buckner, Auburn radio guy, Rod Bramblett, who tragically passed in a car accident. And all of these deaths, obviously, deaths are sad, but people don't know how to handle it on Twitter. And we had the weirdest one was people responding to Rod Bramblett's last tweet from 2 days ago being like, hey, Florida fan here, always respected you, rest in peace, to his tweet.
Yeah.
Never got that. And then, of course, we had the people trying to make things way too personal, the Peter King. Darren Revell tweeted about Bill Buckner's death. Bill Buckner's death comes with unexpected guilt, the guilt of 8-year-old me who thanks in part to his error. got his only major sports championship. Rest in peace, Bill. I'm sorry my joy came with your pain.
Thank you,
what
Darren.
A nice moment.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Darren. As a Mets fan,
what a
let
nice
me
moment.
Just say I'm sorry that he's dead. And the more common thing with Buckner, who was actually a great baseball player.
Yes.
But everybody was saying, like, he should not be remembered for the error against the Mets. But that's how they were remembering him.
Right.
By like announcing
it,
that.
By saying it out loud. But yeah, it's always funny. I always get a little chuckle out of people's response to deaths on Twitter. Because you really, the lesson here is don't tweet. Because either you're the guy who's like chasing for retweets and likes, or the guy who makes it way too personal, or the creepy guy who replies to the dead person's last tweet that's like going to the store to get some milk, and then you reply to it being like, sorry you died. What? What the fuck?
I just want to say that if I pass away, feel free to use like any picture with me as clout chasing for yourself. Like, really gun for those retweets.
I was just saying,
I want you to reply to my last tweet. Probably, I don't know, about how Swag Kelly is criminally underrated or some stupid yes, shit like that. Yes. I want you to reply saying, hey,
you know
Skip Bayless. Yeah, there you go. That,
you know, or else died.
That, or like, hey, Bill Simmons fan coming in peace here.
Yeah.
I didn't like part of my take, but I just want to say the world's a worse place without PFT's dumb shit takes.
Like that guy from Kansas City. I don't think we even told that story. The guy who we met in Kansas City who came up to us. Weirdest fucking story ever. This guy comes up to me and PFT at Kansas City after we finished interviewing Patrick Mahomes. We're at George Brett's restaurant. He comes up to us. He goes,
that was a Mike Wilbon level name drop right there.
What?
We just finished interviewing Pat Mahomes and we were at George Brett's
restaurant. You were there too.
I know. I'm just saying you slid it in there seamlessly.
Well, it's not a name drop if everyone knows we interviewed him. So we were at the bar and a guy comes up to us. He's like, hey guys, I'm not a fan of your show, but all my friends are. Can I get a picture? And we're like, you could have just lied, dude. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, I really just like Russillo. So when he's on, I listen to that. But otherwise, I don't listen to your show. But yeah, can I get a picture? We're like, again, you could just lie. But
yeah. I told him, next time just lie to me. And I think he even said, like, my friends are fans of yours, PFT.
Yes. Oh, that wasn't a goal?
Oh, Hank, you can't do that on the live broadcast?
That guy that just woke up is going to be so confused.
He's going to be so confused.
I'm sorry about Hank.
We're sorry, guys. The Bruins are on a power play. There was no goal. But end of the story, the guy came up to us and just said, yeah, I know of you guys, but I'm not a fan. Mm-hmm. But can I get a picture? But in the ultimate win, he was wearing like Coke bottle glasses that made him look like a 1970s serial killer. Mm-hmm. So, of course, he listened to Russillo's show.
Yeah, I want you to say, hey, PFT, I'm a big Bleacher Report fan, but I'm still sorry about your death.
I know of you guys. Yeah, find my worst take and reply to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, find the take that aged poorly the most and reply to that en masse so I can get ratioed. Yeah, that's the other thing is, you're basically ratioing the guy's last
tweet. Posthumously ratioing somebody.
Yeah, it's fucked up, dude. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's a fucked up way to deal with someone dying. Okay, my last who's back, the New Zealand Breakers, our team, our basketball team. Not for the reason you think they're back.
We signed Melo?
So we did not sign Melo. That was fake news. But there is big news coming. And if you're listening to this right now before, I'd say about 8:30 in the morning, you probably don't know the news yet. If you know it after, then now you know the news. Holy shit, that was crazy, wasn't it?
Because we're owners and we're in the know.
This is just us doing a quick segment to let you know that we know that you don't know. All right, let's get to our interview. We got Jared Goff and Blake Bortles. Hank, I don't know if we can get the wheels back on here after what you just did.
I hope my funeral gets ratioed, though. That's a good thing at a funeral, right? If you have a lot of people that stand up to speak.
Well, we just... Oh. Yeah.
Like they're ratioing your corpse in real life.
Well, no, that's just an annoying funeral.
Oh, I like that.
No.
I like that about funerals.
No one wants to go to the wedding or funeral where they do like, anyone else want to say something? No. And like 15 people come up.
Because then you
that's the worst.
You get to find out like the deepest, weirdest parts of the person's life that you didn't know about.
Oh, that's the worst though. You're just sitting there like, come on, can we go to the bar, please? And we'll drink around, you know, we'll have a beer and be like, haha, cheers to them.
Yeah.
And then go about our day.
Every cop movie has to have two things in it. One, a funeral where people stand and drink and tell stories about how he was a good cop around the corpse. And then the other is a Pogue song that finishes out the funeral.
And that was the ending of The Wire.
Yep.
Before we get to Jared Goff and Blake Bortles, Movement Watches, MVMT Watches, you need to do it right now. You need to get there. The Los Angeles-based accessories brand has hundreds of premium, affordable sunglasses styles to choose from. So whether you're into more timeless shapes like classic round sunnies or something that makes a statement like the 90s skinny frames, they've got them all. You can get watches, you can get sunglasses, you can do it all. It's summertime. Get those sunglasses. We've been wearing them. It's awesome. They have awesome styles. They come with a polarized lens option, so you never have to worry about that harsh summer light. MVMT sunglasses start at $60, and no pair prices over $95. So if you're looking for that pair of sunglasses, you can go to the beach with, you can go to the bar with, you can look great while you're on the go. MVMT sunglasses is where it's at. You're guaranteed to find a style you love with quality that doesn't break the bank. They've sold over 2.5 million products across more than 160 countries, and their collections are always expanding. Get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to mvmt.com/pardon. See why movement keeps growing. Check out their expanding collection. Go to mvmt.com/pardon. mvmt.com/pardon. Join the movement. Here he is. Here they are. Jared Goff, Blake Bortles. Okay, Grit Week interviews are presented by Body Armor. Go drink Body Armor right now. It is delicious. It's nutritious. It's our favorite drink. We are here in LA with Jared Goff, Blake Bortles, the entire... Who's the other Sean Mannion still?
No, he's in Minnesota. Shit,
that's awkward.
It would be Brandon Allen and John Wolford.
Okay, BA. So we're half
BA.
Of the...
BA and Woofy.
Yeah, there we're half love those guys. Rams quarterback room. We're going to start, though, with the question, what is grit? How do you define grit? A lot of people have been saying California guys don't have grit.
Is that right?
Yeah. A lot of SoCal isn't gritty. What are you guys doing here? Kind of talk.
I mean, grit is like just being like in the dirt, I guess. Like I think of like dirt. I think of like a like a muddy field.
Yes.
Like,
ooh, close your eyes. Everyone close
like,
your eyes.
Or like... It's like 100 degrees out in like a summer practice, and you don't have much grass on the field, and it's like dusty. Dusty.
Yep.
Dirty.
Yeah.
Yep.
Dusty pants.
Because of global
your mouth
warming.
Is super dry.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You got dust in the mouth.
California's in a drought.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully, no more wildfires.
Yeah. No more fires. But
well, actually, if there are wildfires, Jared Goff will put it out.
That's right.
Because people forget he put out a wildfire.
Me and him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you guys for your service.
With a half a bottle of Dasani.
Uh-huh.
That's right. They saved California. All right, Blake, what's grit for you?
Good.
Grit to me is kind of more like an acronym.
Okay.
Ooh.
Getting raunchy in the trenches. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes.
With two T's. G-R-I-T-T. Yeah.
Grit.
Yes.
But yeah, just like the Junction Boys.
What about getting raunchy in the Tesla? Because we saw your new fancy California car.
Do that. Yeah.
So Blake's driving a electric car. What's up with that?
A Tesla.
So the plan was to buy a Tesla so that I could quit dipping, because then I wouldn't have to go to the gas station anymore. So now I just go to the gas station just to buy dip.
That's a very... expensive way to quit dipping, but more power to you.
Yeah.
I actually thought you were joking when I first saw it. I thought it was like you were messing around, like, oh, I'm in California, I'm going to rent a Tesla.
I also wanted to fit in. But all I have a pickup truck back in Jacksonville, and I was like, I don't really want to bring that out to California.
Right.
So I figured I'd buy something where I could fit in.
Yeah. So have you gone to the gas station? You just plug it in at home?
Yeah, and there's a charger at the facility.
So when you drive to work, to the Rams facility, do you actually drive or do you just do auto?
No, I literally just get on the highway and like you double click the thing twice and it just drives you all the way.
Are you serious? So you're just sitting there like scrolling through your phone?
Yeah, I kind of check the news and see what's going on.
That's
and
incredible.
It beeps like every 60 seconds and you got to touch the wheel and then it just
to let you know you're alive?
Yeah.
You
can't take a nap or something.
Like eat breakfast in your car on the way to work.
You can, yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
Tell them how you bought it.
That actually, wait, but hold on. Before you tell us how you bought it, that actually seems like the perfect car to be able to dip in.
Perfect.
You right. Just get bored. Like you don't have to worry about your hands, like where the bottle is.
There's no more like spilling. The bottle between your
legs.
You ended up
trying to pull one out while you're like mid-driving. So technically, you should
it's
probably
safer.
Pick it up. Again.
Very safe. Yeah. You ended up getting like a trip chamber just for dipping.
Yes,
that's what the Tesla is. They should market themselves like that.
Yeah.
They put out a camo version of the car.
I think the Venn diagram.
A Mossy Oak Tesla?
Yeah, the Venn diagram of people who dip and people who own Teslas. Probably don't touch.
Probably just Blake.
Yeah, just Blake Bortles standing there. All right, so tell us the story of how you bought it.
So I needed like an SUV because I have a truck and like I wanted something like a Tahoe or you know something like that just to drive around. And I was kind of looking at websites, and then I ended up on the Tesla website, and it was like, you know, design your own. So I'm like, oh, I might as well see what I can do here. And then I got to the last page, and there was a buy now button. And I was like, well, I got to hit this. And then I got a call immediately, like, hey, congratulations on your Tesla purchase.
Like, it's like Nike ID shoes.
Yeah, right.
Like sneakers app. Customized my own. And yeah. Then, yeah, so I guess that's kind of how they're doing it now.
So did you have to like enter a credit card number for the buy it now button, or it was just like on your honor?
The guy immediately called me. It was just like, I'll send over the wiring instructions.
Oh, my God.
All right. guess we got one.
So there was no negotiation as far as the price goes.
No, there was none.
We should hit the buy it now. Yeah, see what happens.
See how long it takes.
Yeah.
And just they'll call us and I'll just be like, psych.
Yeah. Or, yeah, it's in the mail. Don't worry. Yeah. You'll get it. All right. So, Jared.
Yeah.
We need to talk about some stuff. Before the Super Bowl, Hank, our producer, has said a lot of mean things about you.
Well, I just want to say for the record,
I actually don't know what he said.
Though. Yeah, we'll get to. I think we've got some exact quotes, but we're not the type of guys that would talk trash behind somebody's back.
I have exact quotes
and not say it to their face. Right. So we're going to have Hank.
We had your back.
Yeah, Hank. Do you want to read the exact quotes of what you said to him?
Do you have the exact quotes? I would love to read them.
Yeah.
Oh no, yeah,
Jared
I don't think
Goff.
That.
No, that's not what I said. Too much Barstool to win a Super Bowl.
That's wow. That's what he said.
Uh-huh.
Not what I said whatsoever. Wow. I think if anyone that's listened to the show knows I've been the biggest Jared supporter. No, Jared knows I've been the biggest Jared supporter.
Well, except for that one week.
For like a week.
All we had, they asked what my take on the show was, and I said Jared Goff reminds me of my friends. He's very similar to my friends. I could not see any of my friends taking down Belichick and Tom Brady.
Damn.
Wow.
That was the truth.
Mean.
That was
for
the
record,
truth. I'm sorry.
I bet on you.
So
yeah. Okay. Oh, there we go.
Yeah. I said Vermont.
Oh, yeah. Very good point.
Just kidding, Hank. Just kidding.
All right, so we got
mortal enemies.
Are you going to want to apologize, Hank?
I'm sorry.
No, I've seen Hank wear the color rush jersey all the time. I know he's on board.
That's true. Mm-hmm. He does. Are you going to say sorry, though?
I mean, I'm sorry if your feelings are hurt. I was just giving my
No. His feelings weren't hurt. Don't do that.
Are you sorry?
All right, then I'm sorry.
Are you sorry for what you said?
No.
Like, in retrospect, it was kind of mean.
Say sorry.
It was true.
Does Brady have you in his guest house right now?
No.
Okay.
I disagree. I think that you don't read enough Barstool.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
I think
if you
had read a little bit more, then you would have won.
Yeah. Ease of mind.
I'm sorry that Big Cat and PFT are trying to come in between us, Jared.
It's okay. You're forgiven.
All right. Give the mic back to Blake.
Give it to Blake.
Thanks, Hank.
All right. Let's do the real Super Bowl talk just to get out of the way. How long was it like pretty big bummer?
I mean, the first like few days sucks, and it really sucked a lot because you think about like they only scored 10 points,
right?
You're like, oh, all we had to do was score 11 points, we would win the game. But I think you know how much preparation you put into it, and know how much hard work you put into it, and live with that, and you know, hopefully we can get back another chance at it. You know, it's always hard, but hopefully, you know, soon we can get another chance at it.
Can I say two spin zones for you? One is you guys looked fucking sweet in those uniforms.
There you go.
So, like, that's a big thing to me is, like, if you look at a picture and you're like, that looked sweet. Like, that was cool. And the Super Bowl patch and stuff. And number two, you didn't cry like Blake did after the AFC Championship game.
Blake didn't cry. He scored
he
water.
He scored a water.
Scored
a
water in my eyes.
Yeah.
I tried not to.
Well, you guys are like I haven't seen the Avengers, so I don't even know if I'm speaking correctly here, but are you guys are like the Avengers for, like, teams that the Patriots beat? Like, you guys are now going to join forces the last two seasons. I don't know. Did the Avengers...
Did Bill collect
Thanos
stones
die?
From you? Did he get? Did he take any stones from you when he beat you?
So.
No?
Yeah, so.
Did you actually end up going back and watching the game yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I watched it right after the next day.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's torture.
No, I mean, I knew what happened. I mean, it wasn't like I forgot what happened. It was just watch the game, see what happened, see what you could have done better, and move on.
Yeah, go ahead.
That probably helps the move on period.
Right, right.
Pull the Band-Aid off.
Did you watch it with McVay?
No, not the whole thing. No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, because the next day we have a meeting, like an exit meeting, and then you're pretty much done.
Yeah. I watched it, I think, the first... It was like 4 days in a row after the Super Bowl. They played it every single night on NFL Network, and I just missed football so much that I just kept watching it, thinking maybe more points would get scored this time.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well, you know what's good I've actually thought about is, like, good Super Bowls get replayed on NFL Network.
There's a spin zone.
Yep.
Ours probably won't.
Won't. Yep. And
wasn't very exciting.
Here's a real one. I was the big loser. I bet the over.
Yeah.
Ooh. So
imagine being big kid at the
water cooler. Like incredible.
Yeah.
That's. I mean, that's the worst performance of anyone on Super Bowl Sunday. The over.
Mm-hmm. What was it?
58.
Was it? Yeah. It was pretty.
You missed it by what?
I missed 40? It by so many
pretty
points.
Pretty damn high. It was never even close.
It was insane. But so what's the vibe now? Like in the Rams facility, you guys are all back together now. Is it like, let's get this back together? Or
yeah,
is it...
Feel good. I mean, added some good pieces on defense with Weddle and Clay Matthews. And
oh yeah, I forgot Eric.
Feel good. Feel really good. You know, we're starting tomorrow, real practice, I guess, really going against our defense and see where we're at. Blake's been great. Blake's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, so what's that like, having Blake in the room?
It's been good. You know, I mean, just being friends with him, and then like you guys talked about, being to an AFC championship's valuable. Yeah.
Has it reached one of those points where it's like your best friend is on a sleepover with you for like four nights in a row and you start to get sick of each other yet?
Not yet. No, we've been pretty fun. It's been good.
Mm-hmm. Well, I haven't actually slept over yet, but
yeah.
Okay.
When that happens, maybe.
Yeah, why didn't you do the guest house? Because if you do the guest house, then
Robbie's
like,
been occupied.
But then you end up with like a Peter King story being like, these two guys are having, you know, Jared's having a great year and Blake is living with their best friends. This is fucking awesome. And everyone does a puff piece.
Basically,
and Michelle Tafoya's like, can you believe it? These guys live together.
Basically, we just love weird. The NFL narrative so much should sacrifice your life.
I did offer.
He told
That's
me he had
nice
an extra bed.
And you said no?
I said I'll live down the street, outside of the gated neighborhood.
Okay. Ooh. I like that. Ooh, nice. So you're close, but not too close.
Right, humble.
Yeah. outside the gate. Are there any plays in the offense this year where you guys are both going to be on the field at the same time?
No, that's been requested, though.
Yeah, and consider it requested again from me.
When you talk to Sean later in the week, he controls that.
Yes. I will absolutely let him know.
We're going to time travel with that because we'll talk to Sean before.
We've already talked to him, and he's already installed the play.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then when you talked to him a few days ago, you let him know.
Yeah,
that.
Okay. Exactly. I will have done that.
Blake, new teammates, how has your breath been with them?
It's been good.
Fucking Leonard.
I haven't noticed anything.
Yeah?
There's never been a thing.
Well, there was a thing.
No, I think it's been good. I've been conscious of it, though, so... Like, I brush my teeth at least twice before I go.
Twice in the morning? Well, you got all that time.
And then there's mouthwash in the facility, so I use that. And, it's been strong.
Because that would be, like, I mean, new teammates. Like
you can't show up with bad breath. Like, introducing yourself with bad breath.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you, did we have you? We had you on since you left the Jaguars, right? Have you kept in touch with any of those guys, or?
I still talk to some of them. I mean, a couple of those guys I played with for 5 years or so. So still have a lot of good friends there. And, you know, obviously wish them the best and keep up with them.
Yeah.
I noticed that you were shooting some looks over when Brooks Koepka FaceTimed in earlier today. Are you feeling threatened that he might be encroaching on your Blakeness?
Yeah. Well, I mean, until just recently I found out there was only one guy to worry about. Now there's two.
Yes.
This guy's winning championships left and right. Yeah. So.
How do you feel about us crowning him an honorary Blake?
I'm okay with that. I guess, you know.
It's more competition.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As long as the competition stays the same.
Did you hear that just the call?
Yeah, that's all. As long as that's the competition, I'm okay.
Yes. We had Blake Griffin on in, I think, like February or something. He said that guys have been like coming up like in the middle of like a game. He was shooting free throws and guys are like, hey, good luck with Blake of the Year. So it's getting pretty... Like,
yeah,
the competition is getting up there.
Well, I told you earlier, I got a text from like a random number, which whenever I call in, like it goes to a random number and it said Blake of the Year starting now, go. And I just immediately replied like, ready, let's do it.
And it was just some random person.
Somebody from Germany like messing with me.
Getting you iron sharpens iron.
Yeah, no, I kind of appreciate it. I said thanks.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Keeping me sharp. So,
Jared, what's it like being rich now that you got the fifth year?
Oh, man, it's great.
Yeah.
Great. Feels good.
That's
haven't
the thing.
Haven't seen those checks yet, but it's good.
Yeah. Blake, you know about the fifth year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fifth year's a big one.
Yeah. That's the one you got to get. That's
fifth
the money
is good.
Year. Yeah.
Fifth is good.
Yeah.
So you're here on a one-year deal?
Yeah.
Is that right?
A one-year deal.
And so then you're going to become a head coach somewhere after working with Sean McVay for
that's
a year.
I mean, that's kind of the track. So,
yeah. So like where are you going to probably like Detroit or something next year, $3 million?
Yeah. I mean, really anywhere would be fine.
Yeah. What did you meet with him before you signed the deal? I forget what you said, because I know you blew him off for dinner.
with McVay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I had already signed, so dinner was kind of irrelevant at that point, and figured he'd rather spend his night doing something else.
Did he have to sell you on this, or were you just like, it's L.A.?
Yeah, no, not really. I mean, I've spent a good amount of time out here, and obviously known Jared for a while, and coming out here, I'm walking around the facility, you know, a bunch of guys on the team, and meeting with the coaches. It was kind of like, all right, this is where I want to be.
When's the new facility open? When is the stadium the new facility?
Stadium is not this season, but the next one, and the facility is TBD.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah.
That's another one you can ask Sean a few days ago.
Yes, a few days ago we will have asked him.
Yeah, he's like micromanaging all that.
Yeah,
he's probably going to have like a hard hat on and his clipboard and construction vest. And
yep.
Yeah, so it's the NFL Network facility and the Rams facility is going to be together.
Yeah.
Seems a little bit incestuous,
no,
doesn't
our
it?
Our stadium will host them, essentially. Our stadium complex will have NFL Network in it.
So Roger Goodell's going to be your roommate, basically.
Mm-hmm. Not where we practice, where we play our games.
Your locker will be right next to Rich Eisen.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wears really, like, kind of weird sweaters all the time.
Yeah.
So.
Big cardigan like guy, yeah.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
He's good.
He's okay.
Are you guys going
he's
overseas?
Like whatever.
You guys going overseas this year?
We do. We go to London.
Okay.
Blake can help you with that. Yeah.
Blake's going to be a tour guide.
We do go to Hawaii for a preseason game.
Oh, you go to Hawaii?
Preseason game in Hawaii.
That's why Blake signed with the Rams.
Yeah. He's like, okay.
Yeah.
Want to make sure we still go to London and Hawaii.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smart man. Do you have a passport?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You probably had to get one before Mexico City last year, too, right?
Yeah. You've had one for a while.
I've had one.
Yeah.
What was the prep like for Mexico City? Because it's like twice as tall as Denver.
Well, we went to Colorado.
Yeah, that's right.
And it was actually during all the fires.
So it kind of
worked out for us to go out there. Just to be out of the smoky area, and then we got out there, and 2 days later, it was like, "Hey, the game's gonna be back in L.A."
Mm-hmm.
It was actually there was a plane of family members leaving to go, like coaches, wives, and stuff leaving, like the moment the news broke.
Holy shit!
And they're like, "Well, what are we doing now? We should go back home." But no, it was good. We trained out in Colorado at Air Force Academy for a week, and came back and beat the Chiefs.
Game of the year.
Yeah, it was fun.
Game of the year.
That was a great game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened? One last tough question for you. What happened in Chicago?
That was
not good for the Cali kid thing. Like
it wasn't
you,
cold though.
It was cold. And they showed your face, and you had that like. Listen, I know the cold. Like you get that little tear where you're not really crying, but it's cold.
Exactly.
You kind of are. And you had that.
You had,
yeah, exactly. And it was like, listen, I love Jared, but he's got no chance because it's too cold.
What did you say?
It wasn't that cold. 45 degrees?
Yeah, it was cold.
it was like 35 maybe, and it really wasn't windy at all. Their defense is damn good.
Yeah,
damn good. It wasn't that cold. Denver was way colder.
How'd you do in that game?
We won that game.
Okay, you won that game. Because you got to stop the Cali. Like, people are going to do that. You know what I mean? Like, Cali kid thing.
That's okay.
Were you wearing sleeves in that game?
Oh, yeah.
He had a fucking...
So was Mitchell.
For some reason, though,
yeah.
You look colder when you're wearing sleeves that make you warmer. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Like, especially if you're playing football. If you see a guy with bare arms, it's like, that guy's
hot. We were
wearing,
like, the all, like, white, too. So it probably made us look like we were trying to, like, stay warm in, like, a snow outfit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Blake. If Sean McVay walked into the first day of training camp and was like, hey, listen, Blake, I love you, man, but you can't wear a hat on the sideline for the entire season, what would you do?
Wear a helmet? I've seen Sean Manuel wearing a helmet on the sideline all last year.
You're going to do that? You're going to wear a helmet every game?
I'd wear a visor. Or ask for a headset just to cover it.
Yeah, the visor would be a hell of a look. Like that's the Nagy look, right?
Yes.
The bald, like totally bald.
The bald visor. Yeah.
Where are you at right now? Like, I mean, we got to do something about it.
It's not bad. No, that's not bad.
No, well, you're looking at the right.
Yeah, but from this angle, it's not bad.
Right.
Notice he didn't dip his head at all. That's fine.
When it gets really bad, when it gets really bad is when you wear a helmet. When it gets like matted down and wet.
Oh,
and I haven't seen that yet.
That was the first thing Jared said. It was like, I haven't seen you post helmet hair yet.
Oh no,
it'll be tomorrow.
He's got the helmet to hat so down quick. Though. It's insane. It's the fastest thing you've ever seen. You can never dips his head a little too.
It is
it's like this and you can't you honestly can't see it.
You're like a gunfighter with like your hand like just dipping down real quick. I remember the first day of practice back in like high school football every year, the first day over the summertime. The helmets would just hurt like shit.
Terrible.
Do you guys still get that or your head's just used to it by now?
If it's a helmet I've worn, like if it's my helmet from last year, it'll be fine. If it's a new helmet, it's the same way.
You got to break it in, and you got that big Peyton Manning like red triangle on your forehead.
Mm-hmm.
That was the worst.
Also, back to losing hair, though. I think we talked about this the other day. I feel like when it starts to go, really, the best, you know, I like to think like the best asset of me is my face. So my face is just growing.
True.
Yeah, he didn't say that. He says forehead.
True.
Percentage wise.
Yeah, you have more head to go around.
It's just growing.
Your feature to hair ratio is only increasing.
Exactly. Peyton Manning's forehead made
bigger,
me think of
bigger
that.
Forehead, not less hair.
Do you ever plan on shaving the beard, or is it one of those things where it's like I'm going to trick people to think that I'm not
bald?
Like
once you're losing hair or going bald or shave your head, I feel like you have to have a beard.
Yes.
Balance it out.
Absolutely. Yeah. I like the beard.
Thanks. It's good look.
Yeah, thanks. Well, that's because I'm going gray. So that sucks. Well, I'm not losing hair. I'm not
with
like you,
child, though.
But yeah, I'm with child. But sure, I am going very gray. So it sucks.
It's not bad.
Yeah, no, it sucks. I look dignified. Are you guys gonna do any hijinks like in the locker room and stuff? Because like you guys are best friends, so you can just like team up on someone, like maybe like push them over. You get down on
tabletop them.
Yeah, tabletop them, mm-hmm. Something like that. Maybe pants some people.
We haven't played any pranks yet.
I think it's a little different. I think you guys are a little different. You guys are like professionals.
We
kind of
pick on the younger quarterback a little bit.
Wait, who? Brandon Allen?
John.
Joe.
Yeah, a little bit.
What's his name?
He's great. John Wolford.
Wolford.
Where'd he play?
Played in the AAF.
Oh.
Went to Wake Forest.
Wake Forest. Demon Deacon.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, they're powerhouse. Historically great offense.
Yeah.
Riley Skinner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was on the Hot Shots. AAF Hot Shots.
Oh, really?
With, they were good in Arizona.
Yep.
Yeah, they put up some
points.
We know
our AAF. Yeah.
We're very familiar with that box score. I bet on them.
Yes.
What kind of hijinks are you going to pull on him?
Oh, I don't know.
A little icy hot in the jockstrap.
Blake's got a little more, experience with it than I would. You've been a veteran for longer than I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot. There was a lot of stuff going on in Jacksonville. Not so much pranking.
I think a funny one I was saying the other day is when you hand the helmet around. Like, you, like, grab somebody's actual helmet, and you go, hey, can you guys sign this for me? I'm giving it to somebody, and everyone signs it, and then they wear it at practice.
It's good.
And then they have to get a new helmet.
I like that.
That's a good one. I've seen that one.
That one's good.
Do you guys have to wear your names on your helmets for, like, the start of camp?
We do.
I don't know.
I saw that. We do. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, you're going to have to learn all this new stuff.
I just saw that the other day. We have all of us have our name and number.
Yeah. How much is your coming to LA? Is it super different in terms of like you were comfortable in Florida? You're a Florida guy. Are you adapting well?
Florida was home. It's been good. I got a couple friends. It's a nice place. It's like out of the way. Like I kind of know Orange County well, but up north of LA wasn't really familiar with. So it's been good. I go to dinner by myself.
Seriously?
A good amount, yeah.
Well, you eat at the bar?
Dude. Oh, I do it always. Yeah, because you can't ask for, like, when they give
table
you,
table for one is just sad.
Blake, table for one.
What do you do? You just sit there?
I'm with you. I think eating at the bar
just
is pretty
games.
Cool.
I like eating at the bar.
Yeah.
Damn.
You get to see the bartender making all the other drinks, and if they're like, if there's like a sushi chef or like somebody making a sandwich, you get to watch that guy too.
Like, you can have conversation. Like, you can't sit at the table by yourself and try and talk to the waitress.
Right.
Yeah, that's just,
you know, like, you can talk to the bartender or somebody sitting next to you.
Have you been recognized out here yet?
No.
Right.
Do you get recognized?
I mean, every once in a while.
LA is
also
weird.
When we signed him, there's not been a free agent signing we've made that my friends have texted me more about than when we signed him.
It was
like Brandon Cooks last year, not in that big of a deal. Clay, not that big of a deal. When we signed Blake, it was like, yo, you guys got Blake. Like, it's going to be dope.
Yes, it is. I mean, I think I might have been one of those texts.
Yeah, you were.
Like, hey, this is awesome.
And then some of my friends are like, yeah, I'm gonna get a five jersey. I'm like, hold on, whoa, like, what's going on?
Well, what did we decide? What did we decide with you? Gordles?
Gordles.
We're going to get a Gordles jersey.
Boff.
Yeah. Boff. Jake Boff or...
I like Gordles.
Gordles is
Gordles. Blair Gordles.
Yeah.
Blair Gordles.
Blair Gordles.
Gordles is pretty good. So will you be mad if we do that?
Do what?
A combination
get a Gordles.
Jersey.
Absolutely not.
Okay. Because we're going to get it.
Do it.
Have you thought for your personal brand just like the B, then capital L-A? And then lowercase
ooh,
K-E.
Yeah.
Probably sell a lot of t-shirts that way. Good.
Have you, Jared, have you had like an increase, like has your schedule gotten crazier since you were in the Super Bowl? Like is everyone wanting your time? I mean, you haven't fucking taken that Red Bull hat off once. And so it's clearly, it's clearly like you got brands and shit. But like anything else like that?
not really. Maybe a couple.
Banana Republic.
Banana Republic.
What? They hooked you up?
Yeah, I did some stuff with them.
Damn.
You didn't see the commercial?
No, I don't think I did.
Yeah, I did some good stuff with them.
Did some free clothes?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's been fun. That's probably been the biggest one since the Super Bowl.
Okay. Okay. What do you got going on endorsement-wise right now?
Not a whole lot. I'm just hanging out.
Wikipedia Club.
Wikipedia Club.
Yeah, we'll get you with Tesla, too. I feel like they're going to hear your testimonial.
Oh, you might.
Like a Tesla. You should say something really nice about them.
the Copenhagen edition. Yeah, I like that.
That's good. I like that a lot.
Elon Musk, I know
Tesla,
you're listening.
Tesla sells merch.
I can't believe wearing a lot of Tesla.
Yeah, it's like Porsche stuff. Like you could like wear like Tesla hats.
Yeah, you'd be a real dude.
Is there still stuff about your Tesla that you're figuring out? Like you have no idea what it does.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like there's so much like weird things it does because it's just like software. It's just a computer on wheels, and like you can turn it on to where every time you hit your blinker, it farts and like makes like whoopee cushion noises and stuff like that.
So you do that?
Yeah. So, of course, dude. You can't have that on there. I'm not going to use it.
Right.
But yeah, it does all kinds of weird stuff like that. It's pretty cool.
Shit. All right. I have one last question. SeatGeek question. Put in promo code TAKE. You get $10 off SeatGeek purchase. Do you guys have any questions for us?
No.
That's the question.
Oh. Yeah. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
How's, well, you're about to be a dad. Are you
excited? Yeah. I am. I'm excited. I'm nervous. I'm excited and nervous. So June's going to be, that's why we're out here. People are going to listen to this after the fact, but we're out here because we're doing a bunch of interviews to try to get ahead of it a little bit. So nice. I'm not going to take much time off. Not going to miss any shows.
Big paternity leave?
No, I don't think Barstool has anything like that.
Nothing?
No, I don't think so.
I was actually wondering if I was going to get paternity leave when you had your kid too. Yeah.
No, I won't miss any shows. We're going to do an evergreen show that we have that we can just throw out there if like the kid comes like on a show night. Right. But other than that. You know,
I got a question for you guys. Got to pay for the kid. We need to figure out who's going to be the godfather of the kid between me and Hank. Do you have any?
Or Blake and Jared.
Right.
Everyone's in the running.
I was about to ask them if they had any ideas for a competition. Now they're going to be like throw football as far as you can.
Yeah.
I think I might be able to take you guys.
Yeah. I think the football, like, because I think the godfather's going to have to, like, teach him some stuff,
mm-hmm.
like, right. when dad's not around.
Mm-hmm.
One of the vortex ones, though.
Yeah.
The
problem is when dad's not around, they're not around either. Like, we travel everywhere together. Mm-hmm. To the point where, like, if people see, like, if I go somewhere and it's, like, even vacation, they'd be like, where's PFT, dude? It's like, I don't go everywhere with him.
We have most separate houses.
90% of the time I'm with him.
Uh-huh. But
it's always weird. We're like, where's PFT? It's like, bro. We don't always go everywhere.
It's
together.
Like when you see your teacher in the grocery store, and you're like, well, I thought you lived at the school.
Yeah, right. Why aren't you reading papers? Why aren't you guys together? What the hell? Yeah.
Well, just make it Dave. Then he stays in New York, so he'll be there when you're
That's
gone.
That's actually a smart move.
Make Dave the godfather?
Then
yeah, because he won't like roast
What would he teach it?
I'm not even going to see. Here's the beautiful thing. What did you say?
Does he even know?
Yeah, he does know. But here's the best part is that the due date's June 25th, and he goes to Nantucket for all of July. So I think there is a chance that, like, I'll have a child, and then, like, we'll go a year where he'll be like, wait, you have a kid? Like, I'll be like, one thing I'll miss in, like, an entire year. Like, hey, I can't go to this. And he'll be like, why? Like, I have a kid. He'll be like, what? Because he's going away right after. So it's actually perfect because I don't really want to make him
you
fodder.
You could probably just miss July, too.
Yeah, I don't want to make the kid fodder for, like, Dave to just roast and do the Dave thing. So we're going to try to avoid that.
Yeah.
Try to have a normal
Are
childhood.
You
going
to give your kid like an Instagram account?
No, absolutely not.
Make him. Yeah. You can make him like Dude. Famous, like promo, like SeatGeek,
Nothing.
All that
None
stuff.
Of that.
Yeah.
No. The kid will.
That'd be a good marketing move. You're telling me that kid wouldn't have a lot of followers?
Yeah, well, but I don't want. There's using kids for social clout is.
Well,
no.
People do it.
Yeah, I know.
He's not allowed to get on social media until he's 18.
No. Little Cash App cat. Is not allowed to get on social media.
I mean, now this is all contingent on how I do
I think
gambling
it's in
and football
you name
in the
it
fall.
Cash app.
Obviously, if I start to lose, like I usually lose, then yeah, maybe the kid will have his own
People
Instagram and he'll have be
too.
Sponsored and shit,
make money
a
off
tattoo
dogs.
On his face and everything.
Yeah.
Whatever. Who cares?
My dog's a newsbreaker.
Yeah, there you go.
My dog
doesn't really break correct news.
No, he's on a hot streak right now. He's like 2 for 4.
Oh,
in his last
wow,
four.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, what other questions you got for us? Your buddy in Rough and Rowdy was awesome.
Yeah,
yeah,
he did well.
That was sick.
He
that
did
was
well.
Sick.
They had a lot
Super
of fun.
Rough and Rowdy.
Did he win?
Yes,
he did win.
Mm. You were there.
Nah,
he did win. He was texting me. You were keeping me updated.
You were fucking there.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. I'm
and
sorry.
Wait, that your buddy, that was punishment for finishing last place in a fantasy football league, right?
Correct.
Yes.
He had to fight rough and rowdy, and he won.
And he won.
That's crazy.
He did win.
On like 3 week notice.
Yeah.
Like it was
and
a completely
he was pretty athletic,
random
though,
thing.
Right?
He's an athletic kid.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the post Houston party?
Yes.
Think we've ever talked about.
Oh
this.
Let's finish with that.
This is the first time that we saw Jared and Blake. That's really when the sparks started flying.
Right,
this
so
relationship.
Where should we start? We almost burned down the house making Totino's at 3 in the morning.
Pizza rolls were good. Blake was staring at the oven for about 2 hours.
At the Barstool house. Then
3 in the morning.
The next morning at 9 in the morning, I think you texted me. You're like, hey, where's Blake? I was like, I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, we have a plane.
His
like,
plane.
That he
His
bought
plane.
Ready to fly, and we can't find him.
It wasn't. I showed up on time.
He showed up on time, but
like,
you were the last
like,
person.
Nobody
there.
Heard from me until
the time.
Up.
Yeah.
It was like the situation where like, his phone died, and then he fell asleep, and we're like, I hope he makes it.
He burnt his mouth with Totino's.
Which,
you said that
I did have zero
for like 2 weeks. Yeah.
What's really impressive is that your phone was dead, and you still managed to find your way to the airport at like 9:30 in the morning. I don't think I could do that in any city.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really remember how I got there.
To navigate your way to the airport. That's impressive.
That was a good night.
That was, yeah, Blake just stare. I do remember that, him just staring at the oven.
There was smoke coming out of the oven.
I was inside, he's staring at it, walk outside, did the whole loud Sean basketball thing for 2 hours. Go back inside, and he's still in there, and there's like kind of smoke coming out. But he's just like...
I like him crispy.
And I feel like we didn't have the oven on.
He's just like staring at it.
I feel like the first hour we just didn't have the oven on.
It's
very complicated.
Yeah, I couldn't figure it out.
I remember I left too, left late, and he was like... He was like not doing well, and I left pretty late. And I was like, Blake, like 11 a.m. tomorrow, like you're gonna be there. He's like, yeah, I got you. I'm like, all right.
It was such a funny text to be like, hey, do you know where Blake? Like, what the fuck? Why would I know where he is? Yeah, well,
I think I was already still been going. Airport. You guys might have still been going. But
I was already at the airport.
We got
the
hell
out
of
there on Saturday morning.
We were gonna fly out on Sunday, and we were like, fuck that. Let's just get out.
Yeah,
as
we were
gone.
All I remember from that night was me and Paul standing out back, just hanging out, and we just looked across the pool, and Dave was having fun in his bedroom with the windows wide.
Yeah,
oh yeah, that's
seen,
right. You saw
you
a little too
seen,
much.
Dave getting a blowjob. So we'll end there. That's perfect. He's told the story, so I feel fine saying
I've heard
it
that
out
story.
Loud.
Yeah.
Yeah, he likes to say it out loud. So
that exact story.
Yeah, he's like Blake Bortles.
He's proud that
seen me get a blowjob.
We did see that.
Yes.
Although he was like petrified because he immediately closed the blind. I
feel
like
he's
been okay
normal
with
move.
Like,
that's a normal move to do. But yeah, that was a good time. But hopefully you guys are in the Super Bowl again this year.
Hopefully.
You missed Rough and Rowdy, but that for a good cause.
And hopefully Hank has learned his lesson and won't talk trash about
actually,
you.
Actually, wait. Why did I say hopefully? I don't want you to be in the Super Bowl. I want the Bears to be in the Super Bowl, but I want you to have success. If you have to go to Chicago for
I'd rather
a playoff
have the
game in January, you're already crying about that. You are. Blake's not coming. Blake will be like, I'm not going. It's 20, like 10 degrees?
Yeah, no, anything under 50 still.
That's why he's in L.A. He likes the weather.
Yeah, exactly. Cali bros to the max.
A final question. If I get arrested at Super Bowl Media Day and you guys are at it, are you going to finally do something and step in this time?
I didn't know you got arrested until after.
Get dragged away
you
like a political prisoner. I did. No, I did.
No.
Yeah, I did.
You got detained.
No, I got escorted downstairs by NFL security.
Who here has been arrested?
And the FBI
questioned me. PFT at Super Bowl Media Day.
That's it?
No, I've been arrested.
I've never been arrested.
I've been arrested
a ticket for
three times.
Underage drinking.
Kind of a bad boy.
Three
part
times?
Of my take. Yeah.
Wow.
Not to brag.
Damn.
Pretty cool.
I've never been arrested.
At a dog show at Super Bowl Media Day. And then for drunk in public on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, nice. Fuck. Oh, you're counting the dog show?
Yeah, the dog show. Dog show is probably my biggest arrest.
Two of these are
of
not even real arrests.
No,
oh man,
dude, if you get detained at a dog show, that counts as being arrested.
Oh man,
that was actually good seeing you there at Media Day though, because it was like very boring and like the same question over and over. And then I saw you, and I was like, oh, this is kind of fun.
Yeah, Media Day it sucks.
Yeah,
I feel bad. Actually, I feel bad for the athletes that have to sit up there and answer the questions because it's supposed to be like a fun night for them in theory.
No.
Like I guess it used to be fun, and now it's just like. Sit up here and try not to say anything stupid.
Exactly. Wait, I have one final question now that I'm thinking about it. We're obviously going to – you've already listened to us talk to Sean McVay, but I want to hear from you. Was there any moment where he came up to you and was like, these guys won't stop hassling me about a Super Bowl box?
Oh, throughout that week?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we joked about it. He was like, man, I might have to do it. I mean, they're kind of – I got to be a man of my word. And,
yeah.
I guess he wasn't.
No, we probably would have denied it. We would have been like, no, we want to go back.
Yeah, okay. Well, he's got to do something for you guys. At least, I guess the interview that you guys did a few days ago will work.
Yes.
Yeah, we definitely smooth things out then.
Yeah.
Good. So we have a box seat to every Rams game this year.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that's
Oh, there even boxes? That
to us. There are boxes.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a box. You guys are welcome.
Really?
You got a box?
Oh, shit.
2019.
Okay. Do the Bears play out here?
Yeah, but they do.
They do?
They do.
All right. So we might...
Yeah. Well... No Bears fans allowed in my box.
Yeah, you don't want to bring him out for that game.
No Bears fans in my box.
Why? Mitch is a friend.
Yeah, you can go in his box.
Okay, well, he doesn't have a box. And I'm not in his guest house right now, so.
True.
But I'll go in Blake's box.
Yeah.
In the parking lot.
That interview with Blair Gordles was brought to you by Bombfell. Bombfell is an easier way for men to get better clothes. You complete a simple quiz, and then you get matched one-to-one with a dedicated personal stylist. Here's how good their clothes are. I'm going off script here a little bit. I had a box of Bombfell delivered to my desk last week, and I opened it up. I looked inside. I was like, these clothes are way nicer than anything I would ever pick out for myself. Are we sure that they have the wrong guy? I actually thought that it was for somebody else in the office because the shirts had buttons on them.
It said Derek on the box.
Yeah, because I stole it. I stole it from Ebony. But they're really, really sweet clothes. They never charge above retail. They offer free shipping and free returns. They have a convenient home try-on and the ability to preview and edit your stylist's picks before your order ships. That's what makes it a little bit different. You can see what's coming, and you can edit that delivery before it even gets to you. If you hate shopping for clothes but still want to look good, or if you're going on a date soon but you only wear sweatsuits, not naming names, but I think that was directed at me, try Bombfell. Bombfell sends you clothes handpicked by your very own personal stylist based on your style, your size, and your budget. And each month, your stylist emails you the selections, after which you have 48 hours to make any changes to your order or even cancel altogether before it ships. You're in total control, and once you receive the clothes, you have 7 days to tell Bombfell what you want to keep. You can send the rest back. They cover all shipping, all returns, and they offer keep more, get more discounts, which can help you save up to 20% on your order just by keeping your clothes. I love Bombfell. You will too. Very, very quality clothes sent directly to you from your own personal stylist. And they have a special offer. This is exclusive. Only award-winning listeners have access to this offer. If you go to bombfell.com/take, that's bombfell.com/take. $25 off your first purchase. Bombfell.com/take. The interview is also brought to you by Quip. It's time for spring cleaning. Quip's got an easy way to start, and that's with your brushing habits. Just 2 minutes twice a day can help pave the way to a much healthier mouth and mind. And now the whole family can get refreshed with Quip. The new kids, Quip has the same 2-minute timer and guiding pulses as our original version with no childish gimmicks, so they can brush just like a grown-up. They have sensitive sonic vibrations for an effective clean that's gentle on your sensitive gums. People brush too hard sometimes, and some electric toothbrushes are too abrasive. Well, not Quip. It's got a built-in 2-minute timer. It pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides to help you clean your whole mouth evenly. Up to 90% of us don't brush for a full 2 minutes or don't clean evenly, and Quip's got you covered to make sure that you do. They have a multi-use cover that works as a stand, it mounts to mirrors, and it slides over your bristles to pack and protect your Quip on the go. That way, it declutters your sink or cabinet. If you got a pedestal sink, no problem. It's not going to take up space on there. You don't have to leave it in the sink if you're a filthy animal. You can just clip it on, mount some mirrors, and you're good to go. And it runs for 3 months on a single charge. And they send you new brush heads on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5. I love Quip, and a million happy, healthy mouths do too. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/PMT right now, you can get your first refill pack for free. It's your first refill pack for free at getquip.com/PMT.
Okay, let's get some segments. We got a breaking moves real quick. Breaking moves. LeBron's watching The Godfather again.
Oh, shit. Here we go. So he decided to just give up on the book and
the
watch the movie.
The book's going to be put in the cooler for a minute. He's watching The Godfather.
He probably just posted
it on Instagram stories.
He probably just left the book in his wine cooler. It was like a little wine fridge that he's got.
I mean, it is playoff season.
It is.
Might as well watch The Godfather.
Yeah. Also, I wanted to bring this up when we were talking about the Raptors earlier. Did you see the electric celebration that they had after they won Game 6 in downtown Toronto?
Yeah.
People flooded out into the streets, and then when the light turned green, they all neatly and orderly walked to the sidewalk
and there was to
allow the cars to pass.
Yes. Yeah.
That breaking moves was brought to you by Chocolate Milk for real cover that tastes real good.
Speaking of Toronto, we should do a quick This League for Kawhi's sister posting an Instagram that had someone in the background be like, what did the person say?
She was talking about, you know, how people like, they're like, thank you, Kawhi, Toronto loves you, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, allegedly his uncle was in the background like, they know damn well he's not going to be here next year.
Counterpoint. Awesome. Everybody's got, like, a loudmouth uncle that you don't really trust.
Kawhi so maybe want to wait, no. Trophy, counterpoint. Kawhi literally only listens to that loudmouth uncle. That was the whole San Antonio thing.
Oh, really?
He was only listening to his uncle.
Okay. Counterpoint.
It was like Kawhi and his uncle.
Yeah, you're right.
It was like Derek and Reggie Rose. Yeah,
you're right about that. Okay, yeah. So Kawhi to Los Angeles confirmed.
Yes, pretty much. The uncle definitely knows. It is funny because we're at the point now where everyone's like, with every shot Kawhi makes, they're like, well, he's more likely to stay in Toronto now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, dude, he's already made up his mind one way or the other.
Well,
going to stay or he's going to leave. That's already been decided.
What if they – I could see him changing his mind if they win a championship.
No, I seriously think it's still the same. Like, if he's going to leave, he's already gone.
Wait, but Toronto can offer him more money, right?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, never mind. There goes my last half-baked theory.
I think he's gone no matter what.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, well, I shouldn't say no matter what. I think he's made up his mind already no matter what.
You think
like there could be a world where he's like, I really love it in Toronto, but losing or winning the finals won't change that.
I could see Kawhi really enjoying Toronto.
Yeah, it's Toronto's like a great fucking city.
It is a good city, and it's a perfect city for him.
Although he doesn't love the cold.
Mm.
I heard that from his uncle.
Okay. Well, you can go on vacation in the summertime somewhere warm.
Yeah, but the wintertime you have to be there.
That's true. But you're going to be playing anyways.
Yeah, but like walking to the arena and shit, that fucking sucks.
I mean, he can drive.
He could drive.
They probably have a parking lot at the arena for the players.
Yeah, he can't go outside though.
Yeah.
Or he could live in his like $30 million house he just bought in San Diego.
I just really wish Rob Ford was still here.
Yeah, I know, to see all this. Mm-hmm. He'd be eating wings.
The mayor's bet between Rob Ford and whoever the mayor of Oakland is. That would be something.
Nope. Thought I had it for a second, but I definitely don't.
Nope.
Marshawn Lynch. What if he just cucked the mayor of Oakland and was like, Marshawn Lynch, you're the mayor.
Yeah, I just want to bet against you.
Yes. Yeah. Skittles versus Buffalo Wings.
I was going to say crack.
Yeah. Well, the crack is underneath the Buffalo Wings.
The trick
is, get it over the border.
The trick is if Rob Ford tried to bet somebody crack, he would keep it. Even if he lost. He'd be like, oh, sorry, it's gone.
Yeah, sorry.
I don't know. I lost it.
All right. We have speaking of illegal drug use, we have a bad visual. For Evgeny Kuznetsov, your Washington Capital, Evgeny Kuznetsov.
Uh-huh. He pulled an OBJ. So he was in a hotel room, and there was cocaine matter, or cocaine-resembling matter. It could have just been ice.
Literally right
next
to him.
It could have been ice shavings.
Right next to him.
Right next to him on, like, a mirror, cut up into two nice little strips. So he's saying that he has never done illegal drugs. And when he saw the illegal drugs in a room with strange women, he left. So I'm taking Kuznetsov at his word here.
So that's the bad visual, by the way. The bad visual is not having an Instagram with coke on the table.
Mm-hmm.
You're a professional athlete. You just won this. I think this was from last summer, maybe.
Mm-hmm. It was from Vegas after they won the cup.
Yeah. Jared Stoll knows. Like, that shit happens after you win a cup.
Yeah.
But,
or if you're just a Miami offensive line coach.
The bad visual is him saying, when I was aware of the video, I immediately left the room.
Yep.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's weird decision making.
Yeah, like, ew, what's with all these women and coke after I win the cup? I'm out of here.
Yes. Yeah. I can confirm I was there at the time. I was not in that room, but I did not see any drugs. I don't think that there were any drugs in Las Vegas for
this,
the team after
this
they won
is
the cup.
Such a funny sentence to read because Kuznetsov told the Russian media site that the video was taken last summer after the Capitals won the Stanley Cup and that he left the room as soon as possible after seeing unfamiliar women and strange substances on the table.
Was he Mike Pence?
By the way, he left the room as soon as possible. That's obviously after the coke was done.
Yeah, so he got the fuck out of there.
Yeah, he's like, okay, now I can leave.
Just put this coke away.
This party sucks.
Yeah, there's no more coke, so I left. and the women were strangers to me.
As soon as possible, yeah. So perfect there. Mm. Well, we had to finish the coke.
Yeah, he's always been a second line guy.
Oh man, that was like 2.75 balls.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, there were two lines there. So that's 2.75.
Yeah, there are two lines.
Balls. Tune into our burger review.
Oh yeah, we did a burger review on Zac Efron's YouTube page, which are some words that I never thought would come out of my mouth. But we reviewed the burgers on the patented Glenny balls. Was it 1 through 5 balls?
Zach had no idea what we were doing.
Nope.
On that part, he knew whatever we were doing on everything else, but the balls. All right, dad to dad, LeBron James has let his son Bronny Jr. on Instagram.
Finally, our long national nightmare is over. LeBron James's son is now posting.
Yes.
So also,
do you think him and his wife are going to like go through, you know, his son's DMs the way any parent would?
Well, here's what I don't understand.
You know that he's just going to get flooded.
Here's what I don't understand. Flooded. I thought he was on Instagram. It turns out he just has like a million Instagram fan accounts. So that means I was DMing with a random person.
That's so creepy. Remember that? That you were.
Yes. Yeah.
You thought you were DMing with a 17-year-old boy.
I mean, I was trying.
Turns out it was a fan account of a 17-year-old boy.
14 more.
That's creepy.
I was trying to get. Sorry. At all costs. Was trying to get LeBron on the show.
I would rather have Bronny Jr. on the show than LeBron. Can you imagine growing up with LeBron James as your dad, how surreal your life is? And half the time that your dad's at home, he's just walking around screaming into his phone, making an Instagram story.
Didn't LeBron say something like ridiculous like last year where he was like, I don't want everyone to put pressure on my kid?
He's like,
bro, you named him LeBron James Jr. Mm-hmm.
He was happy that he chose a different number because he didn't want him to choose LeBron's number.
Yeah.
So he could carve out his own name. Otherwise people might connect the dots and realize that's LeBron James.
LeBron also just didn't want his son to like supersede his playing level with that same number.
I will say, it's going to be cool when they play together in the NBA because that's how long LeBron's staying in the NBA.
That will be
a cool moment. Everyone remembers Ken Griffey Jr. and Senior playing together.
Mm, did you see Draymond got in on the comments?
No, what
did he do? Not listen to LeBron James when LeBron said like be nice to him or else we're going to roll up. So I guess LeBron James is like threatening to murder anybody that leaves.
He's watching the Godfather.
But Draymond said, I'm going to be at your fucking neck.
That's so good.
Yeah, again, it says,
fuck yes.
I bet you LeBron James Jr. thinks that Draymond's a way cooler dad than LeBron is.
Yeah, for sure.
He's like, I want to go hang out with Unky Draymond.
Once you hit that like 13, 14 years old, you're like, every dad is cooler than your dad.
Yeah, especially
for like a four or five year stretch.
Especially the one that's kind of fucked up and always like angry at people.
And drinking too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
No, I was talking about Draymond.
Oh, yeah.
Draymond would be a top five uncle of professional athletes right now.
Yeah. Hank Hot in the Streets.
So Hank Hot in the Streets, it's similar to Mount Rushmore season, kind of, but tears.
Yeah, Tear Maker has hit the streets.
Making tears, just pick a category similar to Mount Rushmore season. Just pick a category and then put the things into tears. Go on Twitter, go viral.
I'm gonna do this tomorrow. My whole day is gonna be spent mashing memes and tears together.
I got in.
I'm gonna cook some up.
Well, that's what you should do. Is you should make tears of memes.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, like this is an elite meme.
But I'm not gonna use any of the memes correctly.
Yeah.
Right.
I made one with states, and boy, it's shocking how many people will argue over a list of states.
I mean, this is like when I do the power rankings of 5 and 7 teams in the NFL, and everyone's like, "How could you rank my 5 and 7 team below this team?" It's like, dude. That's a fucking joke.
Yeah. I also learned today that people will be very upset about rankings of Pennsylvania and Ohio as they relate to one another.
Ooh.
Like people from Pennsylvania, as long as they can beat Ohio in something,
big rivalry,
then they're good. And vice versa. And I put Illinois in my second tier as a state just because I like the city of Chicago in the summertime.
Right.
But people are big mad. Apparently Illinois is not a well liked state even by people that live inside of Illinois.
So pick it. I think this is
there were people like from Chicago being like, yo, Illinois is way too high.
I mean, as a full on state, it's like it's got not a lot besides Chicago.
Lovie Smith.
Yeah, Lovie Smith. Champagne. Checkmate.
I believe this started from anime and like comic book Twitter, so you should do one of those and get those people going.
Well, ooh. I think the just Illinois
the Looney Tunes.
Illinois, wait, where'd you rank? Second tier?
Second.
That's correct. Yeah. Like, Illinois is never going to be on the same level as California's, the Florida's, the Hawaii. Like people with like nice warm weather and beaches and all that shit.
Mm-hmm. And Louisiana, I put that on there too as elite.
I don't know about that. Louisiana and Illinois is pretty much
who cares?
Pretty much the
Louisiana.
Same, except less oil in Illinois.
That's true. I suppose. Yeah.
And they fry everything in Louisiana.
Both state governments are extremely corrupt.
True. which is a good, that's a sign of a vital state government.
It is. If
is
you're,
when you can be bought at any moment.
If your government kicks so much ass that people will cheat, murder, kill, and lie to get in positions of power,
yeah,
that means that it's just, they just want it a lot because it's awesome.
I actually had, I worked like hand in hand with a woman at the Department of Buildings in Chicago in my former life that got arrested for corruption.
Department of Buildings?
Yeah.
That's a sick department.
I mean, everyone's, yeah, everyone's got a Department of Buildings. And they, and my boss had to sit me down and be like, did you ever give her a bribe? And I was like, no, but I wish I had known,
yeah,
because I would have. Like, yeah.
That actually makes you feel like shit.
Yeah.
She thought that she, you were so poor,
right,
that she didn't even think to approach you to ask you for money.
And I was just going in there being like, can you do this pay? Like, can you sign off this, you know, certificate of occupancy and shit? And I could have bought her off and made my life easier.
That sucks.
Sucked a lot.
She, yeah. Listen, if anybody out there is a bribe taker and you see me, at least solicit me for a bribe.
Yeah, right. Just at least be like, just give me a wink, yeah, so
just,
I know.
Just ask me to wet the beak.
I will bribe.
I probably won't, but I would. It would be nice to be offered.
They don't get the bribe giver never gets in trouble, right?
True. No, that's true. I know how the Turkish government
works.
The bribe
taker is the one who gets busted.
Yeah.
The bribe giver is just, that's doing business.
Yeah, and it's also just generous.
Right. Right.
If it's exactly. Listen, here's a little pro tip to everybody out there in the business world. If it's inside of a birthday card,
yep,
you can give anybody money for whatever.
That's what it was. It was like a $200 inside a birthday card when they busted her.
Exactly.
It was fucking hilarious.
If it's inside a birthday card, it's just a present for their birthday.
Yeah. It was a thrilling moment.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it illegal in the United States of America to help somebody celebrate a birthday and to wish them a happy year of health?
Yes. Dude, it was thrilling, though, to be that close to, like, government corruption.
That is,
I was there. I was sitting at the doorstep, and I was the idiot who didn't get involved.
When I was working in Texas, one of their big Department of Agriculture people was he ran an entire industry and branch of the government that was devoted to counting peanuts, literally counting peanuts.
Okay,
and
peanut counter. Yeah,
yeah, and it turns out that the project that he was using our company for was just a big waste of money for him. So he was taking about 75% of the money he said was going to our company and just hanging on to all of it for himself. It's a pretty fucking sweet
that
scheme
is
if you can get it.
Real, real sweet. And that was talking
peanuts.
Government corruption in various states in America. All right, last up, Tuesday reading. So it's not Monday, it's Tuesday. Yeah, same guy who fell asleep on the couch. It is Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So don't worry about it because you probably got into work and you're telling everyone how bad your Monday is. All right, this comes from a guy named Joey Salads, who is Saladino for Congress.
Is now, he is fantasy fuckboy?
Is he really, Pifty, is he really running for office?
Yeah.
Okay. Where?
Staten Island. Where do you think?
Okay, Joey Salads. So this is on the heels of the abortion debate on Twitter like 2 weeks ago.
I would say the debate was mostly in state legislators, but yes, there was also a debate
on Twitter.
On Twitter, yeah.
Oh, people debated on Twitter.
Yes.
They took it to the Twitter streets. So Joey Salads wrote, he has a tweet thread, so we'll start at the top. I have had sex thousands of times.
Fuck.
Not one pregnancy. Pull out, condom, birth control, cycle planning. That sounds like steroids, by the way.
Cycle planning.
But even if it all fails, I'm prepared for the girl to get pregnant because it is one of the outcomes of having sex.
Two out of those three things don't work that he said.
Pull out, condom and birth control. Cycle planning,
cycle planning is
you're
like
just waiting for the cycle to end.
I think Joey Salads in his mind, if a woman's on her period, he just like he stays away from women for like a week at a time.
Right.
If
well, no, you'd want to have sex with them like while they're on their period because they can't get pregnant.
Oh yeah, good call.
There's nothing more romantic than cycle planning with your girlfriend.
Sperm don't swim
like,
up river.
When can we have sex this month?
Mm-hmm.
Let's put it on a calendar. Mm-hmm. Really get the love going there.
Yeah, if you have an app on your phone that tells you when you can fuck, that's actually the hottest thing.
Also, fuck everyone who's like pull out, dude. It's not that easy. Let's just say that.
You would know.
It's not that, it's not that easy. It's pullouts.
Mm-hmm.
People who are like, oh, yeah, pull out, like, cool, man. You can control things.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. All right. Then he starts to get he starts to spiral because he realizes that tweet was utterly ridiculous. He says, I love all the comments. By the way, this is a really good just tale for Twitter. If someone says, I love, and then something, they, in fact, do not love it.
Yeah, that's a Danny Kanell special.
I love all the comments acting like, yeah, okay, you have sex. One, you're not original. Two, I have a girlfriend. A few exes. Wow, that's more than a couple.
Yeah.
Three,
Will Chamberlain over here.
Three, I am 25. If you aren't having a lot of sex in your 20s, then that is just sad. I feel like it is just people protecting their own sad sex life. I don't know about that, man. I think it's just really weird to talk about how much sex you've had on Twitter.
I think it's just saying, like, you're bragging that your pullout game is so strong. Actually, admitting that you've never gotten a woman pregnant when your main point is just pulling out, that tells me you got beta sperm, bro.
Yeah, you do.
You got a little tiny, like, dead fish in there.
Sick cycle planning, beta sperm.
Mm-hmm.
That's Joey Salads. He goes on to continue, by the way, I respect people who wait till marriage or the right person. Nice little throw in there.
No, because he just said that if you're not having sex throughout your 20s, that's very sad.
Yeah, but he's taking it back for the people who are waiting for marriage. They said, never thought having sex with girlfriends was such a controversial thing. Doesn't everybody have sex? After seeing these left-wingers respond, I think I'm the only one. You are the only one.
Yep, Joey Salads.
How does that work if you're the only person having sex?
That'd be a pretty sick gag to pull in, like a Truman Show type thing. If Joey Salads was the main character of a Truman Show and nobody else fucked and you just taught him growing up, like, this is what you're supposed to put your penis inside
in a couch.
Woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was like fucking and it was just not a thing.
Yes.
That would be funny.
This is great, though, because if he's the only one having sex, then he is definitely counting masturbating as part of his thousand,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right and left hand.
Yes. It all makes sense now. Nobody else is getting laid. And he posted a Culture magazine article that said, why are young people having so little sex?
Fortnite.
Because who wouldn't believe the classic weekly magazine article that says millennials have ruined X, Y, or Z?
I need Joey Salads to teach a health class ASAP.
Okay, here we go. This is when it gets good. All seriousness, it's not thousands, but definitely over 1,000. Just by doing some quick math of how long I've been in and out of relationships and how many times we banged in a day, yeah, easy 1K. Bro, you're having sex multiple times a day?
I like the idea of Joey Salads having like a whiteboard pulled up behind him and he's on speakerphone calling all his ex-girlfriends, asking them,
three.
Okay, how many times would you say that we fucked over the course of a day, like a good weekend day?
Okay, so Cynthia, I probably fucked her 3.6 times a week
mm-hmm.
for 10 weeks. That's one, all right? He's okay. Going through all the math.
I'm starting to do the math. You know what he's done? He's incepted everybody to try to do their own math.
Yeah, he's also basically...
I've had sex dozens of times.
The real-life version of our good friend Uncle Chaps when he's like, I've had sex with my wife over 1,000 times. He's doing that, but for real.
Yeah.
Point of the tweet was to just show that if you take all possible precautions, you can avoid pregnancies as much as possible, showing that it also comes from experience. I feel like my luck is running out and the odds are stacking up against my favor, so don't be surprised. He is talking during like a no-hitter.
So he's prelatedly wishing himself like congrats on the baby that you're going to have.
How funny would that
he's
be?
He's playing Russian roulette and every other chamber is filled with sperm right now.
How funny would it be if he was just infertile? He's like, I've just been having, like, he finds out in, like, 5 years when he tries to have kids. It's like, shit.
Yeah.
I've had sex thousands of times, and I thought it was just my pullout game.
My personal responsibility isn't as good as I thought it would. Maybe it's all that pre-workout that I chugged when I was 23 years old.
All right. Finishing up, he says, to be honest, this is all so stupid. This was supposed to be just a throwaway tweet, but everyone blew it up. LOL. Didn't know sex was such a big deal to people. I guess it is hard for some, and that's what makes this so unbelievable.
Sex is the biggest deal for everyone.
Yes.
You didn't realize that sex was a big deal, Joey Salads?
It's the ultimate.
It is the deal. Also, a great way to not ever get anybody pregnant is to wear these workout shoes.
And
it's more effective. Studies have shown
you are wearing them right now.
That wearing these weird-looking calf-raised shoes, 99.999% effective against premature births.
When you rip your Achilles, we can get scooters again.
All right, cool.
Yeah, so at least we got that going for us.
I like that.
Also, a good way to not have sex is to a whole tweet thread and meltdown about how much sex you have.
Mm-hmm. That is pretty good.
Finishing up, so many soy boys in my mentions, like level 10 soy boys getting a huge kick out of this.
He should have done, he's tier makering for soy boys.
What is it? What's like a level 10 soy boy?
That sounds like a one-man throw ride quote.
Yeah, where does soy boy rank? Above or below Pajama Boy, the guy that was like Obama tweeted out back in 2014. He's like, talk to your parents about healthcare this holiday season.
What about Blog Boys? Are we below or above level 10 soy boys.
I feel like blog
house joy boys.
Joy boys.
Joy boys, okay.
I feel like blog boys were above soy boys.
You mean we're better than?
Better than soy boys.
Not worse.
I don't know what a soy boy is, if I'm being
I don't
honest.
Either. Why is this even a thing, LOL?
Oh, just Spanish for I'm a boy.
Yes. Yo, soy boy. Gotta turn my Twitter notes off because I only get the notes from verified accounts and they all super soy.
That's actually...
Their face triggers me.
That's a sicker brag than about how much you have sex.
Yeah.
It's like I only get notifications from other verifieds.
Jesus Christ.
No wonder this guy's getting laid.
What a meltdown. I fucking love Joey... Can I vote for Joey Salads?
You have to move to Staten Island.
Just be like, I'm only voting for Joey Salads, the sex guy. He looks like he is like 15 years too late from being in Shane O'Mac's posse for the WWE.
Let's see, I'm looking
Joey
up right
Salads.
Now.
First YouTuber to run for office, 2. Oh, wow, that's good.
Okay, well, first of all, how do you make the distinction of who a YouTuber is?
I know. It's that's a great one though.
Because you tell me Jesse Ventura doesn't count as a YouTuber,
right? Right. Oh my God, his hair! Look at him, dude. He really is from the Greenwich Street Posse.
Okay, first YouTuber. Uh-oh. His bio.
2-0 Blues.
Oh
Jesus!
His bio: first YouTuber to run for office. That sounds like a line from the Curse guy, Lil B, the bass guy. Doesn't he have that in his
yes,
bio too?
Yes. We got to get him on the show. Can we get Joey Salads on just to make fun of him?
Oh,
he definitely is one of those guys you can make fun of him, and he wouldn't realize we're making fun of him.
Staten Island and Brooklyn. So, yeah, you might be able to vote for
him. I'm going
to
vote for Joey Salads. Yeah, he's like Pete Gas and what's his name? Why is it Joey Abs?
Jesus.
And Joey Salads.
He looks like the kind of guy that would sue McDonald's for running out of Happy Meals.
The toys, not the actual meals.
Yeah,
the toys.
I came here because I need to get my He-Man doll with the action arm. It's false advertising.
He's been playing Monopoly on McDonald's supersize fries for the last 15 years.
He looks like...
Still, and he's gotten like 17 Park Places. He's like, I'm so close.
He looks like if me and Joey Fatone fucked.
Fuck. Joey Salads. I'm going to throw him the follow. I'm going to throw Joey Salads a follow. Anyone who's the first YouTuber to run for office, fuck you, Joey Salads. You got me, man. I probably hate you, but you know what? Hit us up, and we'll make fun of you on the show. All right, that's our show. We'll see everyone tomorrow. Zac Efron.
Love you guys.
Pardon My Take, presented by Bar Stool Sports.